This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And again, we bring you examples of excellence in broadcasting. This may be irony in broadcasting.
No kidding.
Yeah, this is a politician who was talking to CBS Chicago at the city's train station about its pigeon poop problem. When, yes, in mid-sentence, a pigeon did just that on his head.
The Morning Insider's interview near a busy CTA stop, nicknamed the Pigeon Poop Station.
Morning Insider Lauren Victory introduces us to a lawmaker fighting to fix the problem who fell victim to it while cameras were rolling.
Hopefully, though. Did I just get?
Yep.
I did, didn't I?
That was a pigeon relieving itself on State Representative Jamie Andrade. Right on cue, he was just bad-mouthing them.
I just have to go clean their butt. And that's what happens to my constituents. They get shit on all the time.
Oh, whoa. That guy's the man.
Chicago's known for being a great improv city, yeah. And he just went with it.
Yeah, he did.
It's probably part of Second City.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's a guy that, you know what, I'm voting for that guy. I am voting for this, especially if I got to take that particular, you know, that loop train, whatever the hell they call it out there, that basically their mass transit system, and that's the station I got to use. And then all of a sudden my politician gets crapped on. That's perfect. That is fantastic.
I just love the news reporters, how they're describing. Yep. And that just happened.
Yeah, it surely did. You check out the BJ Miggs page of KISW.com. See the video of a politician getting crapped on. Which
isn't
a lot
that
of
good
us,
luck?
Yes, it's that's what people say, but I think that was just made up to just basically cover up the fact that you just got somebody, you get dumped on.
Yeah, no different than stepping in dog poop. They always say, "Oh, that's good luck." I'm like, well, "Who said that?
That's not good luck at all."
And where's the track record? I want to see the Wikipedia list of all the good things that have happened from somebody when they stepped on poop.
Yeah, you know what? Don't try to BS me, as it were. Don't try to PS me. Which would be pigeon blank me. Don't try to do that.
Oh.
See that?
I thought you were saying don't try to poo shame me.
No.
Well,
oh, poo shame. I'm not a poo shamer.
It's 2019. Steve. You can't have poo shaming anymore.
Can't have poo shame anymore. Yeah. That's fantastic. You know, can we hear that guy again? Just because I love the way he says, you know what? You're not going to give a... We're always getting S'd on all the time, which is what the CBS station was not expecting it when they were at the pigeon poop subway station for Chicago, and the guy was complaining about pigeon poop, and the pigeon just did that.
The Morning Insider's interview near a busy CTA stop, nicknamed the Pigeon Poop Station.
Morning Insider Lauren Victory introduces us to a lawmaker fighting to fix the problem who fell victim to it while cameras were rolling.
Hopefully, though. Did I just get?
Yep.
I did.
Yeah. That was a pigeon relieving itself on State Representative Jamie Andrade. Right on cue, he was just bad-mouthing them.
I just have to go clean their butt. And that's what happens to my constituents. They get shit on all the time.
Hey, good old Jamie Andrade, a good old Italian boy. Hey, that's what happens to my constituents.
And that was a pigeon relieving himself.
Yeah, it was. You know, there's one way to describe it, but Jamie doesn't mince words. He's like, no, do you know what? The pigeon just, hey, right on me.
Good thing they were in live with the guy.
Yeah, I know. How about that? That would have been awesome.
Do you remember the last time a pigeon pooped on you?
No. Nope.
I've had a seagull because I walk the beach a lot, so a seagull, but not
pigeon,
a pigeon.
I
mean, yeah, seagulls
Danny,
are basically...
Whatever it might be, whatever poops on you.
I do that a
Danny
lot.
Danny does do a lot of pooping that unfortunately I'm in the collateral damage area.
Oh, that's why when we go down a flight of stairs, I let him go down first.
I don't blame you.
Uh-huh.
Don't be downwind to Danny.
Never trust Danny.
Don't trust Danny.
It's true.
Yeah.
Last time was in... junior high or high school that I remember.
Oh, wow. It's been a while for you.
Now watch today. I leave.
You're not a very lucky man, apparently.
No, I look at me.
Yeah, look at you. You're right. You're not lucky at all.
I remember I was about to go into like homeroom for the beginning and just...
Oh.
And I just was... Yeah. All you could think was I have no recovery from this. Like this is
what do you
I
do about that?
Go to the bathroom and try and wash it all off. But of course, all your buddies just saw it. So
yeah,
you know, for the rest of the day, that's the conversation. Hey, I heard a bird pooped on you.
I'm surprised that didn't stick with you like a nickname.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Pigeon Poop Steve.
Pigeon Poop Steve really doesn't flow off the tongue, though.
No, it doesn't. I'd have to come up with something special.
I'll give you until the end of the show.
I'd probably call you. I'd probably use the S word.
Yeah. Oh, of course you have to.
Yeah, that's right.
S.E. Steve.
S.E. Steve. S on Steve.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
Don't encourage this bully mentality, Rev.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
It's S.E. Steve in the morning. That was it, though. Anybody else have any? Is it just Steve and I?
I mean, I've never been, you know, I've never had any animal do that to me.
Really? How about humans? No.
Well, technically, children, when you change the diapers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a really good point.
I had to take a picture of Vicky because right now she's talking to you and on her computer, there's a headline that just says, "Is getting pooped on by a bird really good luck?"
I'm curious to know where it came from.
Oh, of course you are.
Apparently, like, sailors back in the day, like, they would not clean the poo off any of the ships until the hurricane or the storm washed it away because it was bad luck if you cleaned it off.
Oh, geez.
But you can clean it off yourself and still have good luck.
How about this texter says, "My friend and I were sitting outside our freshman year of high school for lunch. A seagull expertly nailed its excrement in his cup of noodles."
Oh.
That was in 2003, and I will remember it forever.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's some good basketballing right there.
I mean, it's a ruined lunch, but still, that's a story for the life.
I mean, there's a basketball player named Dwayne Wade who, you know, says he got all his good luck because a bird pooped on his bald head. Mm.
And that's where all his great skills came from. That's why son never
that's
made it in
says.
The NBA.
Yeah, Joe, a bird never pooped on your head. Otherwise, you'd be like Dwayne Wade.
It's like a Spider-Man story.
Yeah, Dwayne, really? That's the reason why you became an NBA superstar was because of a bird pooping on you.
He said he had like a really hard time. And then during the first couple weeks of practice, it happened to him. His teammates laughed at him. But then he went on to have a really good year.
Oh, it's superstitious.
Yeah, totally superstitious.
Loosened up the air a little bit.
You know, the placebo effect is what I say. Because, yeah, believe what you want as long as you can get yourself going. But, yeah, not for me. Bird poops on me. It's not good luck. I'm like, great.
I'm just still impressed by the texter story. Like, do you think that bird went back and told all his friends and nobody believed him? Like, yo, I totally just got it right in a cup of noodles.
It's a birdfish
story. Yeah, the birdfish story, exactly. They're just like, oh, yeah. They call them human stories, though.
Oh, yeah, right?
Oh, here we go. You're the one that was able to nail the guy's cup. We've been trying it for years. We land on their head, their face, but we've been trying to go in their food the whole time.
At the, you know, the seagull bar where they all hang out.
Yeah.
They call guys won't believe what just happened to him.
That's like a hole in one. That's their golf.
You would think.
Yeah, and he got the hole in one, and nobody believes him because nobody saw it.
It's like bowling 300.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, sure you did, Jonathan.
See, that's Jonathan the bird?
Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Come on, it's an old hippie book, but that's what that was his name.
Whoa, is this like another 70-year reference?
Was this what the Egyptians read with hieroglyphics?
This
when you
was
were
in the
up?
70s, all right, boys and girls. Sorry.
1770s.
Yeah. Hey!
Oh, God.
Hey, Danny, can you put my box up a little louder, you bastard?
Yeah.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Yeah.
That sounded naughty.
Yeah. There we go.
That's what
you deserve.
Better.
Yeah, it's better. You deserve that. That's perfect. You guys are so great. Well, let's talk about something serious about this couple that were arrested for a DUI. They made matters worse because they thought, hey, you know what? We're in the back of a patrol car being arrested for DUI. Let's get it on.
Nice.
Steve will tell you all about this. He's got the mix report for you at 617 on The Rock. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Snoqualmie Casino for giving us the Migs Report. It's a happy National Get Ready Day.
What?
For what?
Well, whatever it is that you're trying to get ready for, Rev. What do you have planned today?
Taking a nap.
All right, well, get ready for it.
Get ready.
All right.
BJ, big plans today.
Oh, yeah, my big plans are to not celebrate this day. This is the dumbest day ever.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Vicky, what are you getting ready for?
I'm getting ready for a nap.
Jeez.
I see, said that. That's my answer.
Yeah. I don't know. That's honestly all Rev and I talk about is wanting to take naps.
Well, naps are important.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. What about you, Danny?
Counseling.
All right, get ready for counseling.
Hooray, I have a counseling appointment today.
Jeez, that's about this is an exciting day for everybody.
Yeah. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's the worst day ever.
I got to go get my foot looked at. That's what I got to do.
Make your dreams come true.
Got to get ready.
Just
well,
do it.
It's nothing disgusting, Vicky. I just have orthotics, and so I got to get them refit.
Yes, you can. Just do it.
I can do it. I can drive to the doctor's office and get orthotics.
Clearly, I'm the only one living a life.
What are you doing?
I'm getting ready for Incubus, baby, tonight. Paramount Theater.
Okay, now that's something for Get Ready Day.
This will make you feel old, celebrating the 20-year anniversary of the release of their record, Make Yourself, the one that gave us Pardon Me and Drive. And a bunch of other great songs. They're going to be doing the entire record, I believe, and then some other songs as well. So I'm very excited to see Incubus once again.
Where's it happening?
Paramount Theater.
Nice.
Far cry from when the first time I saw them, which was at the Sit and Spin, the old club.
Oh, wow.
Before they became a big band, they played there. That was a rock club / laundromat.
That's right.
Were you doing your laundry while watching them?
No, I never did my laundry there. I just went to go see concerts. It was a cool venue in Belltown, man, on 4th Avenue.
I remember it.
I miss that place.
Oh, yeah.
And we could relive it all tonight at the Paramount Theater. So I'm getting ready.
All right.
You guys have fun with your naps and your foot fun.
I will.
I love
your
foot fun.
Foot fun.
And your counseling.
Yeah. Foot fun and counseling. That's we're having it at the same place, Danny and I.
You know who might need some counseling is this couple by the name of Megan and Aaron. They were arrested because, well, they were driving drunk on Friday night in Florida.
Yeah.
And you think, okay, that's bad enough. The cops cuffed both of them, put them in the back of their cop car. While they're in the back of the cop car, it's impressive. I don't know if there's any surveillance footage of it, but somehow Megan and Aaron figured out a way to get their clothes off and start getting it on.
Oh, man. Listen, that Aaron, it's like, I can't blame Aaron. Any opportunity, you're like, all right, honey, I'm ready.
How about the cop opens the door, and according to the report, he says Aaron was totally naked. Megan's pants were gone. Her shirt was open. Stuff was out.
Oh, yeah.
And then Aaron tried to run away naked.
Of course he did.
You know, because the handcuffed man that's naked is not something that's going to stand out like a sore thumb.
No, not at all.
Well, fortunately, the cops were able to track him down. Of all places, he was at a Cold Stone.
Oh, yeah. His stones probably were cold.
Making that Cold Stone creamery, baby.
Yeah.
Megan also resisted arrest when she started kicking at the cop. Both were arrested for DUI, resisting arrest, exposure of sexual organs, and engaging in sexual acts as well.
Man, they just hit they hold the lottery with those two.
And then Aaron also got hit with escape as well.
Oh, yeah. Just a wonderful day.
They're not the only people hitting cops. There's also a drunk ballet dancer that got in some trouble with the law because, well, she was drunk and told that she's too drunk to get on a plane over at Heathrow Airport in London.
Hello.
And this woman by the name of Diana, she's 33 and she's a ballerina. I guess a well-regarded and respected ballerina, did a big appearance at some ballet company in Spain. But she wanted to go home and she was drunk and they wouldn't let her. So then the cops tried to escort her into a police van. And that's when she bit a police officer's arm and then kicked them in the testicles.
But she did it gracefully.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get kicked by a ballerina.
It was a ballet kick.
Hey, do you think Seattle made the top 10 most fun cities in America for 2019?
I hope so. I think we're a fun city.
Wrong.
What? F this list.
Nope. Wallet Hub, they just put their annual list of the most fun cities in America.
Okay.
And they based on like nightlife and other stuff like that. And Seattle came in at number 17. So we made the top 20.
Close. Did Portland beat us? Why?
Bing, bing, bing.
Portland's a nice city, but they shouldn't.
It's Portland's more fun.
I got four words for you. Acropolis.
Yeah.
That's why.
If that really is the only reason because you can see naked women and have a beverage, then we got to figure that out.
They also got some steak.
Yes, eat steak, and they've got some good food truck options as well.
Yeah, but the idea is you can see naked women and have a beverage, which you don't get to do here in Washington State. If that's the only reason, we need to fix that quick.
Well, congratulations, Portland, Oregon. You were number 8 in the top 10 most fun cities in America.
Damn it, those girls with their...
What do you think is the number 1 city?
The number 1 city for fun?
Yes.
I'm going to say Honolulu.
Honolulu did not even make the top 10.
Wow, that's a fun city.
How is the nightlife, though?
Well, I mean, you're in Hawaii and the biggest city of the islands. I would hope the nightlife is good.
No, I don't think the nightlife is anything special in Hawaii.
It's just you
hang out all day, you enjoy all that, but once the sun goes down, everyone seems to shut it down.
What about the luau's, buddy?
Okay, fine.
Come on,
let's
brother.
Get crazy.
Hey.
Well, you're wrong, BJ, so you keep fighting it, but you're wrong.
Danny, fight the power.
New York City.
New York City is number 3.
Oh, whoa. So close.
L.A.
L.A. is at number 10. Rev, do you have a chance at making the number 1 pick?
It's got to be Las Vegas.
Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, of course.
It's adult Disneyland.
Yeah, he's right.
Why didn't I think nightlife? and fun.
Yeah, and they have, don't forget the M&M store and the Coke store.
Oh yeah, that's what put it over the top.
That's if we had
Honolulu
one of those,
had that, they'd be number two.
Oh, they surely would be.
Hey, Mariners, not number two.
Why not
number one? How many teams are in our division?
We're number five.
We're number last.
Yeah,
they're taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're in Pittsburgh tonight. Monday Night Football last night. How about them? Cleveland Browns got themselves a win.
Yeah,
beating the New York Jets 23-3. Odell Beckham Jr. back. Kind of home because it's MetLife Stadium, even though he played with the Giants.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Had an insane 89-yard catch and run touchdown that was in a one-handed grab. That was pretty awesome. And he also signed an autograph for a young Giants fan, unlike that Dallas Cowboys player who got criticized last week because he didn't sign an autograph for a kid wearing a Giants jersey. Guess some kid came up to Odell Beckham Jr. rocking a New York Giants jersey. And Odell's just like, yeah, that's fine. I'll sign your jersey.
OBJ made it happen, huh?
And then the kid says, welcome back.
Oh.
Price said it. Welcome back. Welcome back.
And then Billy Joel said, hey, OBJ, let me teach you how to compete with these kids.
As far as weather, 64 degrees. And thank you, Car Toys, for giving us the Migs Report. And that's what's up.
There it is.
Get ready.
You remembered.
Get ready. Are you going to add that to your That's What's Up? Is that something get ready?
Then the whole...
You're not going
to
do it?
The Migs Report will just be a bunch of stupid catchphrases that I do just to annoy that one listener.
Why not? I mean, listen, you know that one listener, he or she is the important one.
Somebody says, Honolulu nightlife is lame as hell, BJ. I was there just last month.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go then.
And so it says, I saw Incubus at Rock Candy back in 1998. We're old, Steve. I miss Rock Candy. That was such an awesome venue.
Damn, dude. You were.
Danny would have loved that venue. It was like, I mean, every band seemed to play there on the up, but there was a lot of like pop punk and ska bands that would play there.
That sounds like a pop punk venue just by the name of it. I don't know why. It's just like, I'm going to go.
Rock Candy.
Yeah, Rock Candy.
Also, a lot of like the grunge bands, obviously.
That's awesome.
Played there as well. But it was
pretty much
awesome
every
spot.
Band is what you're saying.
Yeah. It's just I saw a lot of pop punk bands there, like Nerf Herder, Bloodhound Gang.
A lot of guys with guitars go there.
Yeah, pretty much.
I saw a guy with drums there one time.
Just once.
And the world's nastiest bathrooms.
Oh,
of course.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, what's a great club if you don't have nasty bathrooms?
Right. Really?
You're not a rock club if you have a nice bathroom.
No, not at all.
Did they have doors on the stalls?
I don't remember, but
or
probably
shower
not.
Shower curtains?
Oh, yeah, shower curtains.
Yo, I take a shower curtain over no doors, though.
Yeah, me too. At least that way you know someone's in. There's nothing worse than a doorless stall, and you walk in, there's a guy, hi, how are you?
Right.
Yeah, it's like, nah. And then you got to do that little peek around going, is anybody really there? I'm looking for feet first. It's like, I hate that. Just put a door on this thing.
Every time you go to like one of those public bathrooms, like at a park.
Yes.
That seems to be the place where they are without doors. And it's just like that. You're almost walking like a spy going through a house, or like a robber trying to like step over like those lasers.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just kind of cautiously walking, and then you look, and you're like, oh, okay, coast is clear. I could go into the
bathroom. You're like Tom Cruise trying to get in the room there.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing.
Because there's nothing worse than making eye contact with a stranger that's pooping.
No, you don't need to see that. You really don't need to see somebody pooping.
Do you want to feel old? Rock Candy closed 20 years ago, October 31st.
It closed 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a hotel.
Wow. That's just when I moved here. I moved here in a month, and then they closed it. Damn, dude. Wow.
So it says Rock Candy was so gross, but it was awesome. I saw so many 90s punk bands there.
Yeah. Happy old people.
I can't believe it's 20 years ago, man.
Dude, I'm so jealous. Like, I wish I was this age back in the 90s, because I feel like I missed out on everything.
Yeah, I kind of wish I was here a few more years, because I only enjoyed Rock Candy for what now sounds like 3 years. I didn't realize it was just 3 years.
Vicky, take a look at what you'd be right now, though. You wouldn't love memes. You'd be irritated by everything like Steve. You wouldn't like cartoons. Are you sure?
Yes.
But you'd have great memories of awesome concerts.
Yeah, I feel like I'd still be watching cartoons. Who am I kidding?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
That doesn't stop.
They had some great cartoons back in the 90s.
Yeah,
like Ren and Stimpy, Beavis and Butthead.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's a good point. But you see, Steve's not a big guy. Were you actually a Ren and Stimpy and Beavis and Butthead guy?
Beavis and Butthead, absolutely. Ren and Stimpy, I was okay with.
Yeah.
But Beavis and Butthead, I loved. Because all they did was talk about heavy metal music.
Yeah.
And watch videos and make fun of them.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, that summed up my like teenage years.
Yeah. It was basically Mystery Science Theater for rock band videos.
Yeah.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he says, I saw Gwar at Rock Candy. Holy crap.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, you probably got a lot of blood on you.
Yeah.
That floor must have been so nasty after the show.
Actually might have been cleaner
Because there were times that the bathrooms would back up and then there would be water just
hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh no.
Beautiful. I remember seeing Modest Mouse and wishing that I was wearing like those rain boots. Because I was like, geez, man, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm glad I'm my age.
What do you think your favorite Seattle venue was, open or closed? Like, it could still be open or something that closed down of all time.
Rock Candy was definitely up there. The old Crocodile was my favorite. But that's because I love the staff there. Everything about that place was just my favorite.
Nice.
I didn't realize there was an old Crocodile. Is it a different location?
Same location. They just gutted it out.
Ah.
And moved everything. There used to be this giant post, like almost to the left of the stage, that would just be like an eyesore. But I just loved the spot. It was such a cool spot.
Yeah.
OK Hotel was pretty badass as well. Some fun shows there.
I still love El Corazon, a little bouncy stage in the middle or the bouncy area.
El Corazon / Graceland / Sub-Zero.
Yeah, what, the off-ramp?
The off-ramp, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Someone saw White Zombie at Rock Candy back in 92 or 93.
Wow.
Damn. Another person saw them in the early 90s for $8.
$8?
That's basically a convenience fee now.
Yeah, really. You're absolutely right. $8 is what it cost you just to try to get the ticket.
One of my friends posted a ticket. It was Bad Religion and Green Day at like a small venue in Albuquerque for $14 back in 1993. And I was like, oh my gosh. Well,
isn't that what Green Day's charging for their tickets for this upcoming stadium show?
Of course, yeah. Sure, yeah, totally, 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
15 after fees.
Very affordable.
What is it going again? Like for the pit? Did you hear this?
So
what's the cost?
I got a pre-sale code and I went in to try to buy pit tickets and it was $495 a ticket after service fees.
That's the pit?
That's the pit tickets, because you can only buy them with the VIP. Now, I don't know when the public on sale goes on, if they're going to have cheaper pit tickets, but right now you can only get them for like $495.
What the
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's got to be a special pit, right? Where, you know, people can, you have like medical teams right there when you get hit in the head.
Is that the selling point? I want a medical team there in case my head gets hit? I'm not willing to pay extra for that, BJ.
I don't understand why it's that. Is it a part of the pit that no one will be able to, like, closest to the stage?
No, you get VIP stuff with it. Like, you get a laminate, you get a t-shirt.
Probably like a commemorative poster or something along those lines.
You don't get to meet the band, though. I did find that
out. For $500, you don't get to meet the band.
No. For $500, I should be able to sleep with the band.
Right? Right?
Wow.
I'm so angry about it.
Wow.
I got to imagine that when the regular tickets go on sale that there'll be options for pit tickets that aren't VIP only. Otherwise, that seems like that's a massive investment to go see that show.
I agree, but what, I mean, honestly, if it's the same pit, like if Jimmy the no VIP gets into the pit, same pit I'm in, and I pay $500, what, a poster and a laminate? That's the difference?
There's probably other stuff as well.
I hope so.
Also a guarantee to get in there. Because, I mean, if the pit tickets are a decent price, they're going to sell out, I'd imagine. You would hope.
I would hope so.
And what is it when you say, I see what you're saying.
At this point, you're guaranteed, you got your pit ticket, you got all your other fun crap.
Wow.
That's out of my,
here's what I would
out of
say.
My tax bracket.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm saying. If you can afford $500, you're too old for the pit.
True.
You don't want to be in the pit.
Or your parents have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Even still, though, like a young, I mean, they've been around for a long time, Green Day. Is somebody who's really, really young going to want to be in the pit for $500 or try to convince their parents? I mean, I don't know how many young fans they have, but Danny's probably one of the youngest, right?
No.
They have a lot of kids. Like with American Idiot, there was like 10-year-olds there.
Right. Yeah, because I would have thought that about Weezer as well. And then when I went and saw Weezer at the fair, I forgot that the success of Africa and other songs, there's people in there early teens that are rocking out to those bands now.
Then you get that, but then of course you have the pit, which is a whole different experience. I don't know, man. I mean, Steve, you're not pitting anymore, are you?
Oh, I mean, I enjoy being close to the band, or at least somewhat close. I like being right by the soundboard for the sound, because I assume that the best sound you're going to get at a show is right by the guy who's in control of the sound.
So now I'm ignorant. This isn't a mosh pit. This is just regular. You're up front.
This is it's GA.
Oh.
That's kind of what the pit
is. So no one's going to slam everybody around then.
No, there's no guarantee that people are going to beat you up. You're not paying so you get beat up, BJ.
That's what I don't want.
Dude,
if you're
spending like, $500 at a quote-unquote pit, that's the bougiest pit ever. And it's going to be like getting served white wine and cheese.
Hors d'oeuvres. Oh, all right.
Cheese.
Hey, bro, stop stepping on my Louboutins, man.
Yeah. I totally misunderstood.
The pit,
then I can see
like
this.
At White River for Painting the Grass, the pit is where everybody who's standing.
Where I saw, when I saw Bruiser Brody, yes. I was in the pit.
That's the pit.
Oh, I was in a pit one time.
You were.
Once.
Well, yeah, I mean, by title, sure.
Hey, I was in a pit right there. I could
Fair
see.
Enough.
I could see the stupid drummer. That's how close I was. I like the rest of the band, though. You ought to check them out.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah. They're working on getting a new drummer from what I understand.
They should.
That'll put them over the top.
Dude, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. I agree, but you know, that's what people are doing. And now I get it. If you are old enough that you can stand up, yeah, and, you know, seriously. And so I'm saying the 40-plus-year-old Green Day fan is probably going to pay that.
Yeah, that's pretty much like if you're going to see them at T-Mobile Park, I'd imagine the pit is a good chunk of the field.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there'll be seats at some point, but like you want to stop Pearl Jam at T-Mobile Park. Like, you know, there was like risers and then there were some seats on the field, but a good, you know, a good portion of the field was just open for anybody to stand wherever they want. And that was the pit.
All right. And now I'm getting it.
$500.
That's a lot of dough.
Like somebody says, Billy Joe better give me a ride to the show for $500.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
He really should.
No, I'm curious that when the tickets do go on sale. Okay, so there's a picture of it, BJ, if you could like kind of look over.
I didn't see.
So like,
oh, yeah, there it is.
Like a good third of the field is like the pit and stage area.
And then the A, B, C, D areas, that's those seats. Are seats?
Yeah.
I'll take those.
I am kind of with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not opposed to those either.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they're not going to be much cheaper, though, than the pit.
Yeah, really, they're not. I mean, all of a sudden, this Danny, I don't know if I can afford to see Weezer. I think I waited too long.
If BJ can't, what hope is for us?
Yeah, I'm just going to go on YouTube and hope that some people post some bootlegs. I'll just sit at home and turn up.
Come on, that's like five board games. I can't be going paying that money for that.
Someone says, my son is 11 and a half. Totally loves Green Day.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I hope that he doesn't want pit tickets.
No, he's not getting pit tickets. You're going to have to teach him disappointment at an early age. Let him know. Or either that, he's got to go out and mow a lot of lawns.
Or that's his Christmas gift for the next 2 years.
Yeah, and birthday.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All right, well, you know something, man. You might not be able to get pit tickets, but you might get something if you beat Steve. Call in now, 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.